Been singing Sarah McLachlan all morning long. I will remember you. Oh, Jose. Oh, don't leave me, Jose. Jose Mourinho sacked by Chelsea. Sacked in the morning. Yes, he was indeed sacked in the morning. Jose Mourinho sacked by Roman Abramovich and the heads of Chelsea just 7 months. That's right, 7 months after leading Chelsea to a Premier League title in dominant fashion. 7 months after being crowned champions of England, Jose Mourinho leaves Chelsea in disgrace. 16 matches into the Premier League season with Chelsea, 1 point off the drop zone. What next for Jose? What next for Chelsea? Carlo Ancelotti come back? Does Goose Hiddink return coming back to Chelsea? That's been heavily rumored that Goose Hiddink will be taking over for the remainder of the season. But where does Jose Mourinho go from here? Does that Manchester United seat become vacant at the end of this season with everything going on with Louis van Gaal? Could that still happen someday soon, maybe in the near to distant future? Who knows? What's next for Jose Mourinho? That's up to anybody's guess. My goodness. But bye-bye. I will remember you, Jose. Sacked by Chelsea for the second time in his career. So I don't think this is going to be the last time that Jose manages at Chelsea. I'll tell you what, 10 years from now, Jose will be guiding Chelsea to another Premier League title. Or maybe he'll be helping them get back into the Premier League. We shall see. My name is Nate Abarrea. This is World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, on Twitter at NateWST to get a hold of me, and at World Soccer Talk to get a hold of all of us. Brian Dunseth is going to be with us in this edition of the show. That's right. It's a Dunny Spectacular as we're talking a little bit about Jose, some great off-the-field MLS stories that we're actually going to be talking about. The detailed venue plan for the Copa America Centenario was revealed today. If you're west of the Mississippi, I'm not sure how you're feeling about this thing. Some interesting comments from Abby Wambach. That's right, the recently retired Abby. Talking about her channeling her inner Donald Trump with some comments about foreign players with the U.S. men's national team. Back with Brian Dunseth after this on World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned. No place to hang out or washing. And then I can't game all on the sun. Oh, no. We're going to rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher.
See the world's best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gig for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid port in. Plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1716, savings through 1818. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract by audio. Reward card requires online registration.
Good evening. Our top story is developing right now.
If you want to get the story, you need to see it for yourself.
When the fire torches in these trees.
Meet people and talk to them.
And how many days have you been on the road traveling?
15 days.
Find out what happened and why.
We have this late breaking development. Sources within the U.S.
We go to the story so you get the story.
Has this taken something from the Paris that we all know and love?
Absolutely not. They didn't take it.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the U.S. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
You're listening to World Soccer Talk Radio with your host, Nada Barea, on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Pretty good.
Pretty damn good, lads! Yeah!
You know, I always want to have a good work ethic as a soccer broadcaster. I want to be known as a hard worker. But the man that we're bringing on the show today, he makes me look like a slacker. This man is one of the hardest working men in the soccer broadcasting industry. Brian Dunseth, a former U.S. Olympian with us for the second time here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Welcome back to the show, Dunny.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
So you do travel quite a bit. It is mind-boggling how much you get around. So are you back in Southern California? You in Salt Lake? You in another country? Where are you talking to us from today?
I'm back up in Salt Lake. I'm done with travel for the year. Just the SiriusXM show here in my basement office, and 116 flights on Delta alone was last count. So
116.
Yeah.
There you go. I got a few to catch up with Dunny as far as my flights here in 2015. I'll have to rack up a few here as the year closes out. Hey, there's so much to talk about today. I want to talk with you also about bumpy pitch, something that you are quite familiar with, and some interesting off-field MLS stories as well with foreign TV contracts and some very interesting storylines that go along with those. But some pressing matters in the soccer world right now. First off, Jose Mourinho sacked by Chelsea this morning. I'll throw it right to you, Brian. Anything that you'd like to say on this topic when you see a man who guided Chelsea to a Premier League title in dominant form just 7 months ago get sacked with Chelsea sitting in 16th place, just 1 point off the drop? What do you make of all this?
Yeah, I think he's been let down by his players. I think when you saw last year, very workmanlike, whether at home or on the road. A team that played to its strength, sweat, blood, and tears, left everything out on the field. And whatever happened in this preseason, it just wasn't the same, whether it was, kind of the players taking a step back and resting on their laurels. I did the game when they were playing New York Red Bulls, too, basically, at Red Bull Arena, and they just come down from Montreal. And they looked like a shadow of a team that just won 3 months earlier, the Premier League. He's been let down by everybody, his staff included, to a certain extent. I'm going to miss him tremendously. I think the Barclays Premier League is going to miss him. I think the fans are going to miss him. The broadcasters and pundits are going to miss him because he is a special one in a lot of different ways. There's no argument about the genius, the tactical acumen, the way he prepares his players. But there's also something to be said about the personality, the grandiose personality, the manipulation of his players through the media, getting the best out of, sometimes subpar performances to continue to figure out a way to utilize the press in ways that very few can. And ultimately, the sparring amongst the managers is what I'm going to miss the most. But I can imagine somewhere in London, Arsene Wenger is taking a nice long drag of that cigarette and sitting back and having a laugh that Jose's finally out once again.
A nice glass of vino and a nice cigarette for Mr. Arsene Wenger right now, without a doubt. Hey, final Jose Mourinho question. I opened the show with this, and there's so much other stuff that I want to talk with you about. So, final question on the special one right here. Do you think he manages in England again? We know he'll manage football again. He'll get a top job somewhere. But do you think he'll manage in the Premier League again?
I think he'll have offers too. But I think he's going to be very, very selective with that next opportunity. I would be interested, very, very fascinated to see if his phone has had Sir Alex Ferguson's number pop up yet, especially with what's gone on with Louis van Gaal. And Louis van Gaal, to me, is kind of the Dutch arrogance that we saw, very similar to Brendan Rodgers. You know, over promise, under deliver, continue to try to figure out a way to deal with the press, deal with the ex-players. But Louis van Gaal is under the gun, especially when you get, you know, Paul Scholes and Rio Ferdinand and all Roy Keane and all the exes, Michael Owen, publicly demolishing you time and time again. Especially when it's fascinating that a lot of these guys are best friends with Ryan Giggs, you know, his number two. So I would imagine that there would be a fascinating conversation somehow connected to Manchester United. With the news that Pep Guardiola is most likely walking away from Bayern Munich, whether that's take another year sabbatical or walk right into another job, that'll be an interesting conversation because I think Jose would do really, really well. And I think that's the only upgrade move that he could take is to go to Bayern Munich. I'll throw one out. What if Jurgen Klinsmann took over Stuttgart and Jose came to the U.S. men's national team? I think it would be ideal for everybody involved right now.
I mean, it would be a dream. I don't know if it would be a good dream or a bad dream, but it would be an absolute dream. How do you think Jose Mourinho would get on with Sunil Gulati and Don Garber, Brian?
I actually think that he would get along well. I think he would bring a fresh perspective. And I'm one of the belief that, you know, I think international managers, there should be very few that last more than 2.5 to 4 years. I think a cycle is, especially in nations that are not dominant nations, I think one cycle is good enough. But I think Jose would introduce philosophies and ideas that would probably be very, very similar to what we've seen from Jurgen Klinsmann. But with Abby's comments, with Philip Lahm's comments, with Tony Kroos's comments, with Landon, even last night, talking to Eric Winalda, it is a fascinating situation to see so many ex-players and established voices having a go at a U.S. men's national team head coach when it really comes down to not what he's doing, but what the decision is with Sunil Gulati, and ultimately, I would imagine, kind of what the fine print says in his contract.
I want to talk to you in the next segment more in detail about the latest comments from Abby Wambach and many people saying Abby channeling her inner Donald Trump with the way that she phrased some of this stuff on the Bill Simmons podcast. We'll save that for the next segment because I actually really want to delve deep into that one. But I want to go back to something you just touched on there as far as international managers saying that you don't really feel that an international manager should be in charge for more than one cycle, more than one time through 2 to 4 years. Why do you feel that way, Brian?
Because I think that every 4 years, you see a progression of players coming through the pipeline that sometimes don't get their opportunities. We've seen it, you know, let's take Bruce Arena, for example. When he took over in, what was it, 99? Heading into 99, I think, 2000, he introduced a lot of young guns, Landon Donovan, DeMarcus Beasley, the next cycle, Carlos Bocanegra, while still figuring out ways to hold on to, you know, big-time players like Eddie Pope, and introducing and pushing out and, you know, getting the most out of it. But I also think that once you go through an 8-year cycle, that each individual coach has not only his perception of what an international player is, but there's also personal feelings that get involved. And sometimes those personal feelings hinder the best possible players playing for the national team. But I think it's fair to say we saw that with Jurgen, whether you want to say Landon Donovan wasn't fit or he was fit or mentally he wasn't prepared. The bottom line is every World Cup match in the 60th minute, I kept thinking to myself, man, you know what? Landon Donovan would be a fantastic substitute off the bench right now. You know, there's players that come, players that go, players that are mentally prepared, players that aren't. Players that are gift-wrapped opportunities to play for the national team and players that earn it and maybe never get that chance. That's why I think the fresh blood and the fresh perspective, the fresh coaching staff, not just the head manager, but a coaching staff of three other sets of eyes, I think always gets the most out of a certain group of players. And I think here in the United States, it is a melting pot. And there are so many incredible players that for one reason or another never get an opportunity, whether that was under Bruce, whether that was under Bob, or whether that's under, you know, Jurgen Klinsmann. That's why I always have had the opinion that I think a four-year cycle, start fresh, new ideas, new opportunity, a new high, kind of going over everything with a fine-tooth comb and seeing what's out there.
His name is Brian Dunseth. My name is Nate Abarrea. This is World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, talking a little bit more about the Jurgen on the other side of this quick break and relating it to Abby Wambach's recent comments about the U.S. men's national team manager. We're back after this right here, World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for, freesoccertrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gig for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gig for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1716 72 1818. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract by audio. Reward card requires online registration.
Good evening. Our top story is developing right now.
If you want to get the story, you need to see it for yourself.
When the fire torches in these trees.
Meet people and talk to them.
And how many days have you been on the road traveling?
15 days.
Find out what happened and why.
We have this late breaking development. Sources within the U.S.
We go to the story so you get the story.
Has this taken something from the Paris that we all know and love?
Absolutely not. They didn't take it.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
See the world's best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer to Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
You're listening to World Soccer Talk Radio with your host, Nate Abarrea, on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
How'd you like to play football against the Germans?
Why not?
The Germans are coming. The Germans are coming. It is time to, as promised, get to the comments from recently retired U.S. women's national team legend. And I mean absolute legend. First and foremost, let's get that out of the way. Legend Abby Wambach. Abby, on the Bill Simmons podcast, said the following. First of all, Jurgen Klinsmann hasn't really focused, I feel like, enough attention on the youth programs. He says he has. I don't think that he has. Also, here's where it gets interesting, the way that he has changed and brought in a bunch of these foreign guys is just not something that I believe in wholeheartedly. Let's just repeat that sentence one more time. Brought in a bunch of these foreign guys. There have been some great responses to these words from Abby Wambach, which I've already said a couple of times here on the show today. Some people are saying she channeled her inner Donald Trump with this quote, this latest quote from Abby, and Mix Diskerud, among many other men's players, have come out with some glorious responses, some very heated responses at Abby Wambach for some of the things that she said here in this interview. Brian Dunseth is our guest in this edition of the show here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Brian, what do you make of these comments from Abby? Is there validity in these statements? Was it a poor choice of words? And how do you feel about the response from a man like Mix Diskerud?
So I let's start with Mix. Mix's response was fantastic. And if you haven't seen it, you can see it on Twitter. It's also on Instagram on his account. And he was fantastic, especially the ending. Enjoy your retirement, but stay active. We all need you, oddballs or not. I thought it was a real class move by Mix. When it comes to Abby, I think without a shadow of a doubt, everyone has always known that Abby is opinionated. She's not afraid at all to ever put her opinion out there. I listened to the Bill Simmons podcast yesterday before I went on air. I actually listened to it before I tweeted anything or retweeted anything because I wanted to get in context of what – I wanted to get the context of how this all came about. Bill, listen, as you know very well, Bill Simmons is fantastic at driving the truck and leading people down that dark alley and seeing if they want to jump off or not and get into a fist fight. And that's exactly what he did with Abby. I think it started with kind of what the perception was for her in the afterlife of being a professional soccer. I think it's very clear and evident, and I would bet one of my children that she's going to end up at Fox Sports 1. She said she wasn't afraid to take on the likes of Alexi and Eric Winalda and even Bill Simmons if she didn't agree with their opinion. And so he asked her, you know, he asked her about Jurgen Klinsmann. Here's the thing to think about. And if you're a fan, sometimes this is easy to realize and sometimes difficult to piece together. Without a shadow of a doubt, the women's and the men's team, there's plenty of friendships that go back and forth. There's plenty of history. There's years and years and years between both male and female players. And everyone talks, especially when the beers are out on the table and the storytelling time starts. You know, everyone's not afraid. You know, the U.S. women, what was it, 12 months ago, they had their own head coach fired before Jill Ellis stepped up as an assistant and became the head coach. So they're not afraid to court controversy. They're not afraid to step in it when they need to. Now, as far as her opinion on Jurgen, everyone deserves to have their own opinion, but the moment that she went down the path of a bunch of these foreign guys, you know, I wonder what Sydney LaRue was thinking about, you know, when she's, well, hey, hold on a second, I'm from Vancouver. Do I fall in this category? Because I think I've been pretty helpful to this group of players. You know, and I know it's different on the women's team as opposed to the men's team where, you know, you look around the world and you see a lot of dual citizens, American father, American mother, that are eligible. And you go back to the success that the men's national team has had, whether that's Ernie Stewart, you know, even David Regee, Thomas Dooley, you know, all Tab, even Hartsey, you know, even though Hartsey's an American and was born in Kearney, you know, his dad's as Scottish as it possibly can be. So I think she got it wrong there. I think wholeheartedly she got it wrong in that part of the comment. But I think what she was, if I'm reading through the lines, what she was trying to say, and this is just the perception of reading the quote in context, was that people were getting bypassed. And I think this was kind of a Landon Donovan shot across the bow of Jurgen Klinsmann in some sense, that guys like Julian Green didn't deserve to be at the World Cup. Landon deserved to be at the World Cup. The perception that certain guys were promised if they switched allegiances and put the jersey on that they would immediately go to the World Cup. And, you know, those are whispers, but sometimes have gotten louder. Sometimes have been debunked, but I understand the angle she was trying to play until she went down the path of the foreign guys, and I think that's where she got herself in trouble. But, you know, when she says, it seems to me there are too many egos in our men's program right now, and the bigger ego among them all is the one who's leading the charge, I think that there's a lot of honesty to that perception from her angle that, listen, if you're on the bus or you're off the bus, the bottom line is it's the head coach that's making those decisions. And it'll be interesting to see the trickle-down effect. But again, outside of her opinion, none of it really matters, to be quite honest with you. Jurgen's not going anywhere unless Sunil Gulati wants him out, or there's some type of, you know, fine print in the contract that gives U.S. Soccer an out. Because Jurgen and Sunil are married to the hip going forward, right, wrong, or indifferent. And I just can't see any change unless Jurgen wants to take another job or there's some type of way for U.S. Soccer to get out of the contract. Because it's a long-term deal. There's a lot of money on the table.
There are a number of really good points within what you just said, Brian. I love the point about Sidney LaRue. I wonder what Abby's teammate, longtime teammate, is thinking about that statement. And I want to actually read now an excerpt from Mick Diskerud's response here. Mick saying that stats in history will show, quote-unquote, our group has more than others produced volunteer and defending soldiers for what, by us, is willingly chosen and gathered to be worth protecting, your nation. I wish you would accept it as ours, too. I know we're not quite equal from, quote-unquote, your group of people. The country's commander-in-chief need to be selected. However, other than that, you and I share something not unique but constitutionally earned, a birthright to defend this nation as an American wherever we go, led by whoever has earned by democratic process his or her right to lead on or off the field, in peace, in war, in practice, or in any other kind of pursuit of your happiness. Enjoy your retirement, but stay active. We all need you, oddballs or not. Sincerely, Mick Diskerud. I knew Mick was a smart man, Brian, but I had no idea that he was as eloquent and such a beautiful writer as this. I mean, this is a glorious response, and there's got to be a lot of other people who are really backing Mick right now, because he was the first one to really come out today and write something like this or say something like this publicly. How do you feel people are going to be – do you think he's going to have a lot of backup on this?
Yeah, I absolutely do. And again, for a soccer player, we're known an athlete to put those type of smarts on paper. I love how he put it together. I love the fact that he didn't take any cheap shots. You know, that to me was a very heartwarming response, and a very inclusive response, in terms of her comments being very exclusive. I'm interested to see the trickle down. I would imagine that there's been a lot of conversations with Abby, and even yesterday, you know, deleting her account, what was it, 595,000 Twitter followers, and she just shut it down. She's a legend. She's earned the right to celebrate her career. For me, it was a little over the top yesterday. I get it. I understand why. But, you know, it's the conversations that we had yesterday on my show on SiriusXM was, you know, listen, Abby's here championing the rights of players' decisions both on and off the field, championing for the rights, you know, gender equality and pay equality, championing the rights for women's game to be the same as the men's and playing on grass as opposed to being on turf. And then these conversations, you know, come out publicly. So I think it's disheartening. I think it does, in the short term, tarnish her reputation. I would imagine that she publicly comes out at some point and says that she puts her hand up and says, maybe I made a mistake with how I my terminology, because I think she did offend a lot of people, especially here in the United States, where, you know, we might, a lot of us might have been born here in the United States, but our family doesn't necessarily identify 100% with being an American.
Without a doubt, Brian, and this is something that I want everybody to get involved with on Twitter. Get at us at World Soccer Talk and at Nate WST. And we'll see in the coming days if Abby tries to come out and say that it was just a poor choice of words and doesn't fully reflect her feelings. We shall see how that plays out. We're back with more with Brian Dunseth after this on World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
That sound, and you have the gear. But are you flying the flag? Just in time for the Christmas season, Heartland Flagpoles and Flags has acquired a limited supply of exclusive, officially licensed Harley-Davidson flags. It's the perfect finish to your shopping list for the hog lover in your life, or maybe even yourself. There's a variety of flags to choose from, so come by and shop in-store at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags, 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines. Hurry, though. These flags won't be around long.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. Everyone who donates receives a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline interview library. Thank you for your support and help.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more-making, poison-ivy-dodging, same-song-singing, ghost-storytelling, campfire-building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators End of Year Clearance Sale. Get massive savings up to 70% on over 400 top quality floors, including 3/4 inch solid pre-finished oak for $1.99 and more hardwood deals from an incredible 89 cents. Plus, get the lowest price of the year on wood look tile, now just 79 cents. Get North American and European laminates from 39 cents and save an extra 10% on clearance and closeouts. Get to your store for more deals and pay no interest until 2018. End of Year Clearance Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hey, boo. You know, when I cough, I expel a cloud of 3,000 droplets of saliva. I've got stamina, too. I cough all night long.
Ugh, that's way too long. Take Robitussin 12-Hour for fast, long-lasting cough relief. New Robitussin 12-Hour, because it's never just a cough. Use as directed.
All night long.
Please stop.
Good evening. Our top story is developing right now.
If you want to get the story, you need to see it for yourself.
When the fire torches in these trees...
Meet people and talk to them.
And how many days have you been on the road, traveling?
15 days.
Find out what happened and why.
We have this late-breaking development. Sources within the U.S.
We go to the story, so you get the story.
Has this taken something from the Paris that we all know and love?
Absolutely not. They didn't take it.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
You're listening to World Soccer Talk Radio with your host, Nate Abarrea, on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Aguero! I swear you'll never see anything like this ever again!
Sergio Kun Aguero, a player that you might be seeing on American soil in the summer of 2016. You might even see him in Northern California. We'll get to that momentarily. We'll talk a little bit about the Copa America Centenario venue list being fully detailed, the detailed venue list being fully revealed today with our guest, Brian Dunseth. First, I got to tell you about fanbet.com. If you're looking for an advantage when betting on soccer, I want to let you know about a unique open betting platform called FanBet. You can follow your friends and top-ranked bettors bets to get a wealth of betting tips to help improve your real money bets. Members place bets on Premier League games using betting credits. The game data is then analyzed and top bettors are ranked according to their success. And then you get to study their success. You get to study what made them so good. It allows you to see live picks and betting history of these players. You follow winning bettors. Logic implies that you yourself will become more successful. Sign up today for your free account at fanbet.com. Again, fanbet.com. Thanks to them for their support of World Soccer Talk Radio. Improve your soccer betting returns with fanbet.com. All right, let's talk about the aforementioned Copa America Centenario, Brian. I was joking earlier today with some friends down in the San Diego area, as well as some friends who are Los Angeles-based and some buddies back home in the Bay Area. I mean, if you're west of the Mississippi, I don't know how you're totally feeling about the alignment here for these games in the Centenario. After the quarterfinals, there will be no games played west of the Mississippi, Chicago, Houston for the semifinals, and New York City, or New Jersey to be exact, for the final. But two out of four of the quarterfinals will be played in the Western time, in the Pacific time zone, I should say. How do you feel about the way this thing was aligned? And is it fair? It's the age old East Coast, West Coast bias question. You know, is this thing fair? How you see it?
Is it fair? Probably not. Does it make sense? I think it does. I think it's pretty. I would say it's pretty obvious what the thought process is. Knowing that you're going to probably see, you know, two or three, four of the big Common Bowl teams that they want to put in huge markets and really look to just financially make the most off of them. You know, when you look at the CONCACAF teams, Mexico is going to dominate. And the United States is going to probably bring about 15,000 people per game. And outside of that, it's going to be, you know, highly, highly dominated by fan bases that, you know, grew up supporting these teams from birthright. So, no, I'm not surprised. It makes a lot of sense just in terms of capacity and trying to get as many people in the one stadium as they can possibly cram in and then charge them $50 for parking and $15 for a beer and try to make the most out of it.
Well said. Sadly, very, very sadly, well said there, Brian Dunseth, World Soccer Talk Radio, here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. All right, got to talk with you now about something that we were actually, you were discussing off-air a few days ago with the gaffer, Chris Harris, and it's a man by the name of Gary Stevenson. It's a very interesting conceptual thing going on right now with MLS actually starting to globally brand itself and starting to really look into global networking and television contracts outside of the United States. Tell us a little bit about who Gary Stevenson is and how important the deals that are being made right now are to expanding Major League Soccer's presence worldwide, Brian.
Yeah, he's Gary Stevenson, by the way, he's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, but he's also a guy that's incredibly, incredibly intelligent. I think he was hired back in, I want to say, 2013 or so, president and kind of managing director, I guess, of FLS's business side. And when you talk to him and the conversations that you have, you know, it's at some point I get to kind of listen to what the public gets to hear, and at other times I'm very fortunate to be able to hear kind of what the backside and the private side of these conversations are, and what, you know, I've learned from Gary, especially in the conversations that we've had this year, is the interest level in Major League Soccer is in uncharted territory, which is really counter to what Seth Blatter's always talked about, getting MLS on a FIFA window calendar. Number one, the time that MLS games are on are ideal in a lot of ways, especially in the Far East, on the other side of the international window. And then the fact that they play through the summer, which makes it really fascinating to continue to brand, to have something available for fans around the world to kind of tune in and watch. the fact that these games are virtually live across the world right now, I've got it pulled up in front of me. The latest one was Fox Sports Latin America, but you've got Sky Sports in the UK, Global Chat in Brazil, Abu Dhabi Media in the Middle East and North Africa, LETV Sports in mainland China, BN Sport across Southeast Asia and Australia, and then Eurosport for kind of the more broader European broadcasts. That's incredible. Just incredible. And you're looking at nearly 140 countries where MLS is on live television. And even, you know, I read an interview the other day with Manchester City defender, Belgian international, Vincent Kompany, saying that he catches two MLS games a week because it's on Sky Sports. People are paying attention. The branding is completely different. I would actually make the argument that qualifying for the FIFA Club World Cup isn't nearly as important as it was in the previous 2 years, because now you have Gerard, Lampard, Kaká, David Villa, Pirlo, Sebastian Giovinco is consistently being called into the Italian national team, Robbie Keane. The perception's changing, and as we continue, and I'm sorry, I should have added Drogba because he deserved that. The perception's changing. The money is starting to become comparable. The quality of life in the United States is something that I think players are starting to think about their families. And I think people are recognizing the stability, the fact that you get a check every 2 weeks and it's directly deposited in your bank account. The only thing that I think MLS is going to struggle with when you start talking about the huge in-the-prime name players is how do you buy them off of Champions League and Europa League? Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights in Europe are some of the most important games, every single year. So how can you convince the Cristianos and the Lionel Messis and the Neymars and Luis Suarez's and you know, all of those type of players, Thomas Mueller's, to come to the United States in their prime and give up Champions League and give up Europa League? And I think that's where MLS is going to continue to grow and get bigger and bigger in the next 10 years. And a majority of this comes through these television revenue deals, which right now are very similar to what happened in the English Premier League in the late 90s.
And, Dunny, I don't want to say most important of all, but perhaps coolest of all, how does it feel you're doing the color commentary for an RSL match and there could be upwards of 100 countries tuning in to the game where your voice is present? How cool is that?
Yeah, it is pretty wild. But what does happen is you end up getting slaughtered in foreign languages on Twitter if you've done something wrong.
So you learn curse words in 100 different languages.
Yeah, yeah, and it's funny. Even when I do Europa League games, it seems like I get the most aggressive tweets coming from Glasgow Celtic fans. So it is funny. It's fantastic.
What do you got against Celtic, Dunny?
Say that again.
I said, what do you got against Celtic, Dunny?
I was at Rangers for 4 months back in '97, and I think that's where it starts. So
they never forget. Yeah. They never forget that stuff.
No, they don't. But listen, you and I both know to be able to have any opportunity to be a part of this wave and kind of be in front of the crest of the wave, we're all incredibly fortunate. It is all about the hustle. It's all about finding ways to kind of talk about the game, whether it be domestic or international. And I'm one of the most fortunate human beings in the world because not only do I get to play, but I'm also figuring out a way to kind of stay in my own lane, not be a head coach, not have a real job, and still talk about soccer virtually every day of the week. So it's a great time to be a part of MLS, and it's been fun. For all the hate and vitriol and the promotion and relegation talk and, you know, the ivory towers in New York, to watch this league continue to grow and be nimble and make adjustments on the fly. For me, it's a fun time to be a soccer fan in the United States.
Well, you're one of the hardest working men in the American soccer industry, rest assured. And I know it's only the beginning for you as a broadcaster, and still a long, long way to go for you. And I wish you all the best in the near and distant futures with it. Now, we've got a few minutes left here, and I've been wanting to do this for quite a while, and I figured you were the perfect guest to do this with here on the show. I have been doing World Soccer Talk Radio We're about to finish our ninth month. That's right. We are officially going to have the World Soccer Talk baby. We have done it. We have made it 9 months with the show. We're almost into 2016. And in that time, I've had the great privilege of having so many former soccer players, just fantastic retired soccer players on the show with me. And I first talked about this actually with Jay DeMeritt. I also discussed it with Jimmy Conrad back during the summer. And I said, I want to compile the World Soccer Talk Radio Guest 11. Now, the only requirement to be a part of this team is you had to have at one time or another appeared on my show. So, Brian, I want to get your opinion on this team that I finally have enough players. And the rule is that these players are in their prime when they're on my team, whether they played in the 70s or in the early 2000s. They are in their prime when they are suiting up for the World Soccer Talk Radio Guest 11. So would you like to hear this team?
Yeah, no, lay it on me. Let's hear it.
All right, so we have Brad Friedel in goal. We were spoiled with goalies because I had Tony Miola, I had Shaka Hislop, and I don't want to offend any of those gentlemen, Gary Bailey, Shep Messing, but we go with Brad Friedel in goal. Here's the back line, and I want your opinion on this. I want you to let me know where you want to play because you did make the cut. You are on this team. This is a scrappy, scrappy team. I love this squad. We have Janusz Michalik at left back. We have Jay DeMeritt at center back. Brian Dunseth partnering at center back with Jay DeMeritt with Jimmy Conrad at right back. Are you okay with that, or would you want to get out wide?
No, I'm good with it. Let Jimmy get isolated one-on-one on the highway. He can run his tail off up and down and then go up against some crafty little nimble wide player. I'm all good. I'll be the attack alongside Jay, and we'll just murder people from behind.
I love it. All right, so we got Janusz Michalik left back, Dunseth at center back, DeMeritt at center back, Jimmy Conrad at right back. Three-man midfield, and this is a very attack-oriented three-man midfield. Eric Winalda out wide on the left, cutting back on to that famous right foot of his. The great Ray Hudson in the center of the park. That's right, Fort Lauderdale Strikers era, Ray Hudson. And Thomas Rongen also in that three-man midfield. Winalda, Hudson, and Thomas Rongen. Give me your thoughts on my three-man midfield, Brian.
I would drop Tommy. I would drop Tommy Rongen to the number six. I would allow him to kind of be the Diego Chara, the little ankle biter, because he's Dutch. He'd have an unfiltered red cigarette in his mouth. And he would just be demolishing people. I would put Waldo, let him float on the left. I'd let Rocky Ray Hudson pull the strings. Listen, I was very, very fortunate to play for Ray down in Miami, and he still got it. He had such a magnificent touch. So I'd let Rocky kind of drift a little bit more to the right, but still play central. Because Thomas is going to have to do all the running with those two. Because Waldo's not running. Waldo's going to fake like
Waldo's
he's got a calf
not running.
Injury.
Yeah, Waldo's not running for anybody. Rocky is anchoring the center of the park in proper magisterial form. All right, three-man front line. This is mighty pretty. Let me know your thoughts on this one. We got the great Rodney Marsh. We have Grumpy Pundit himself, Mr. QPR, Mr. Tampa Bay Rowdy, Mr. Man City. Rodney Marsh up front, Patrick Kluivert out on the right up front with Brian McBride in the center. Rodney Marsh, Brian McBride, and Patrick Kluivert, three-man strike force. Dunny, sum that one up for me.
Yeah, you don't have too much speed, but you definitely have some size and some strength, some crafty individualness. I love it. I was joking with McBride.
Now,
little quick side note. I was joking with McBride because I was doing the in-stadium stuff for the MLS Cup final for MLS. And I joked with him that Mapfre Stadium, Cruz Stadium, was built based on the leftovers of his face being rearranged so many times on the field. Brian McBride with a face mask, and you got yourself an incredible front three.
Oh, we had Brian on the show just last week, and it was funny. Brad Friedel actually shared something on that same note, saying that with all the different reconstructive facial surgeries, he should have there should be a monument. There should be a Brian McBride's face monument at Crew Stadium, without a doubt. I'm glad you like the team. I'm glad you're a part of this team. I think we are a plucky, scrappy bunch. I don't care what 11 we come across. I think we can get things done with this, and I look forward to you and Jay DeMeritt anchoring that back line, Brian Dunseth.
Well, I appreciate it, as always. I'm very privileged and honored to be a part of it. So as long as I can get on the field, I'm a happy, happy camper.
All right, well, hopefully I don't get fired like Jose. Thanks again for being on with us, Brian.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Again, that was Brian Dunseth. We're back after this on World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey, another big thank you to Brian Dunseth for joining us. Always a good time with Dunny on the show. Got to run over this World Soccer Talk Radio Guest 11 one more time. This squad is good. I love this thing. Can't wait to see it in action. Brad Friedel in goal. Four-man back line from left to right. Janusz Michalik, Brian Dunseth, Jay DeMeritt, and Jimmy Conradinho Conrad. Three-man midfield of Eric Winalda, Ray Rocky Magisterial Hudson, and Thomas Rongen. Three-man strike force of Rodney Marsh, Brian McBride, and Patrick Kluivert. Come on, get in there, lads. Nate Abarrea signing off. World Soccer Talk Radio. Love you. Talk to you tomorrow.